I want to take the opportunity, on behalf of the Commission, the Right to Access Information Commission, to officially launch the annual report of the year 2022.
That's not be the voice of the chairman for the Right to Access Information Commission, Dr. Ibrahim Siaga-Shaw, with the pull out of the annual report for 2022. As Right to Access Information Commission, now one way they give information to the public and self-government institution, but different government institution on how then they do their work and other one then. Make every year, the Right to Access Information Commission can pull and load their reports where they show all what thing they do, challenge your way them get, and other one then inside the year. Now for sake of this make, then we pull and load the annual reports for 2022, this BNT. Dr. Ibrahim Siaga-Shaw, now the chairman for the Right to Access Information Commission, talk about some of the challenges where the commission don't they get where they inside this report.
Some of the challenges we are facing, of course, logistics, we don't have vehicles. We only have two official vehicles in this big commission, very big commission. We now have the regulations. They were enacted, you know, they were there for a long time, but they were only enacted last year. So now what the good news is that now we have the opportunity to roll out the review. And one of the things we are trying to do as part of our priorities way forward is to capture some aspects of the regulations on our websites, particularly from the form.
The Deputy Minister of Public Administration and Political Affairs, Philip Tundome, talked about how inclusiveness important for information dissemination.
On that mind, in the primary square is administrators. We are all the same children and we all have rights to the same opportunities as prescribed in our constitution. You see, in most offices, exclusivity is all of the day. You see some bossmen entering the office, they don't even talk to their secretaries. In the current contemporary governance structure, exclusivity is out. African government, the UN, we're talking about inclusivity. And when we talk about public administration, information sharing, access to information, ingredients.
Honorable Justice Dr. Abubine Kamara, now High Court Judge and Chief Acting Dean of the Faculty of Law for Abbey College, talk about how information important in our society.
Information, we know, is strength. Information is power. And it is the basic decision made irrespective of whether the decision is political, economic, or social. And governance is about law. It's about, even if you apply to the appropriate commission and authorities to make them available to you, has not been standing. We must all stand up in the quest for the promotion for the moment, irrespective of who you are or where you come from, or somebody who believes that the nasty beast of ethno-regionalism should be promoted in Sierra Leone, puts that aside and puts Sierra Leone first. We must be prepared to serve Sierra Leone to the best of our interest.
We make Honorable Justice Dr. Abubine Kamara and for call on people for put politics and region behind and continue for live in peace and unity as way for develop the country. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me, Sonia Belde, reports.